Nothing new to add yesterday. Obviously, answered a lot of your questions. Guys had a good day of practice, and we'll have another one today and just keep moving. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Hey, Pat, with Trent, when you're unable to have contact during the week, how tough is that to really assess how ready a guy can be for contact when you don't get a chance to hit him?
Well, I think that happens to a lot of players in a lot of different weeks. You know, we've had players that have played in games. Our guys that had the thumbs had no contact during the week. So that's not uncommon. And Trent had a good day of practice yesterday. He did a lot of work. And so you just do as much as you can to get them as good and as ready as they can be for 1 o'clock on Sunday.
You said he felt a lot better. Did he just look better overall?
Yeah, he did way more yesterday than he did last Wednesday. So,
when the CBA, are you guys consulted at all on CBA matters? In other words, that has to be put into the contract about days that you can practice. I think it's 14, right? 14 hitting days?
Practice and pads, yeah.
Are coaches consulted on that at all?
No, we were informed of the rules. I'm sure the coaches had the rules were set, and you know, you have 14 days in pads, and I try to use them typically on Thursdays, which is today, because that's when we practice short yardage and goal line. So that's when we wear our shoulder pads.
When do you choose the 2 weeks? Because there's obviously 16 games. How do you decide the 2 games that?
Well, you look at the schedule. You know, you have a Thursday game, so I just went through it, and then I have the days that I intend to practice in pads, and I did it all the way through the year. So you sit down and schedule it much like you would going to get a haircut, I guess, you know.
Hey, Pat, Brandon Meehan, talking to us yesterday, said that, you know, he was well aware that he was often criticized in the media for his pocket presence coming out of college, and he's really worked on that. Have you seen him improve over the last, you know, 7 games?
I pocket presence. You know, there's phrases that people use to generalize a player's ability to play. I think he operates pretty well from the pocket. Now, there's a lot that goes into however you want to define pocket presence, being able to move in the pocket, being able to escape the pocket, being able to throw the ball from different places, you know. But I see him getting better. His total game's getting better, and so I'd assume that whoever said that about him is seeing some improvement.
How about the ability to stand in there like he did on the deep ball to Gordon when he knows he's going to take a shot right to the chest or the chin or whatever?
No, that tells me that he's got a downfield focus because you really don't want to be watching the rush. That's another thing. There's a lot of catchphrases and buzzwords that people use because you want to keep a downfield focus and trust your protection, but also be aware if there's an extra guy coming that's unblocked. So there's a lot that goes into it. And every throw is a little bit different. You know, we draw them up versus air to be nice and smooth and in rhythm, but we all know that more than half the time you just don't have a clean pocket. And so you got to either move around or throw the ball with your eyes downfield knowing that you're going to get whacked.
Yeah, I guess this is Brandon Wheaton, David. I wanted to ask you also, you know, it seems like every problem that he's had during the course of his time here, he's improved immediately, whether it's the fumbles in the preseason or the interceptions early in the regular season, the batted balls. You know, it seems like he corrects things right away. Have you seen that?
It's good. Well, I think that tells me he's working on it. That tells me that we're coaching the right things. That tells me that you don't want to see guys repeating mistakes. And as we go along, every once in a while, you're going to get a batted ball. You know, every once in a while, you're going to make a bad decision. Every once in a while, you should escape the pocket and you don't. I mean, all those things. But the fact that they become points of emphasis the first time they creep up, and then we make efforts to correct them, and then you see corrections, that tells me he's working on it.
Pat, do you see a friendly competition developing among your receivers?
Friendly competition?
Yeah.
Where they? No, I mean, they keep that from me, you know. I see guys out there working hard. And, you know, I've told our receivers, I said, what you want to be able to do is become what the quarterback considers his best mismatch. In other words, your ability matched up with who's covering you. All else being equal, if he's got a mirrored route, you want to become the guy that he wants to go to. And I think that's – so I'm assuming they're challenging themselves to do that. I see them getting better. I see their production increasing. You know, I think our three most productive receivers at the receiver position are three rookies and a second-year guy. So there's a lot of room for improvement there because they're new at it in this league. And so, you know, I think whether it's friendly or not, you got to ask them.
When you have four or five receivers that you play in a rotation or you play within the course of a game, is there any challenge to finding the right combination, being on the field at the same time?
No, we have ways to get them all in there, you know, so-and-so. And, you know, we have little words we use to get them in there. You know, Zebra, Josh at X, or whatever, Tiger this. You know, so we have ways to do that. The challenge is to get that done where they're all in there.
Matt, is it fair to say that in Brad or game plan through a week, that you have a ballpark idea of run pass distribution and where you want to go with that during the course of the game? Again, just a ballpark.
Well,
is it simply score then in game situation that would alter it, dictate it?
No, I think you watch a defense, you know, and you're always trying to do what you have to do to score points. And I think what's important is whatever play you call, you want to be efficient doing it. And, you know, we always go in with the idea that the running back's going to be involved, you know, and how that plays out sometimes changes if the score gets twisted one way or the other. But I've mentioned this before, ideally you want to be ahead at halftime. Then you can lean on the running game a little bit more. But there are times when it makes sense to come out and run the ball a bunch in the first quarter because that's the best way to score. There are times when it makes more sense to start the game by throwing a little bit more. You know, and I think in the last couple of weeks we've done a good job with our first drives. And you see a different combination of things. And then it plays out from there.
Understanding that Gordon does not have experience of many games played, but does, looking at what he showed so far, does he have as much talent and does he have as good a makeup as receivers who develop into elite receivers?
Well,
can he be one of the best receivers in the league?
I think he's shown me that he's got a chance to be a pretty darn good player. Now, how far he goes with that, we'll see. But, you know, I'm seeing steady improvement. I think it's fair to say the light's going on a little bit, you know. Here's a guy that came in, admittedly, when he came to training camp, you know, he needed to get in shape, he needed to learn the offense, hadn't played in a while. There was a lot of things running parallel. And then all eyes were on him, and we were expecting him to be great from day one. And so then there's a mental component to that. To his credit, he's pushed through a lot of that. I've seen him practice better because he's in better shape. I've seen him listen to us. He knows where to get line. His functional intelligence is good. And so, you know, I've seen all that. Now, we'll just see how far he goes with it, you know.
He seems like, I don't know what the word would be, kind of a thoughtful type. Probably not sensitive, but he's a little bit quiet in conversation, maybe introspective. But is he enough of a red meat eater? Is he fierce enough inside? Can you read that part of him?
I'm trying to follow. I don't know what those are. He's a red meat eater, and he's thoughtful. And yeah. I would say this about him. I think he's an intelligent young man. I think he is very quiet. But when you talk to him one-on-one, I see a young guy that gets it, you know? And so he shouldn't eat too much red meat, you know? I mean, no, but I think he's competitive, and I think he's got what it takes if he continues to make improvements like we've seen.
We asked you yesterday kind of in general about the tight ends, your own tight ends. Jordan Cameron, where is he on the learning curve?
I still think he's one of the most improved guys on our team since I met him last year. You know, he's a guy that's got – another guy that's got great skill and ability. He came here having played at USC and really not played much football. And that's a tough position to play tight end because you're in there, you know, you're in there gutting it out, blocking guys that are, You know, some people would. The guys on defense want to, if you're a defensive end, you want to consider yourself a mismatch for a tight end. Okay, so he's got to close the gap on that as a blocker. And then learn the routes and how he fits and combinations. And so it's a hard position to learn how to play, especially if you haven't played it much. And I think he's made great improvement.
This is a copycat league, obviously.
When Gonzalez and Gates had success doing it, did the league start looking for more guys, eventually like Jordan, the guys come from other sports, particularly basketball, that could maybe play that position?
Well, I've always felt there's a lot of tight ends playing in the NBA. You know, just the body type and the athletic ability. You know, there's a lot of those type guys. And so it's intriguing to us when we're scouting players, especially if they're a tight end, if they got a basketball background. I've always thought, even recruiting in college, you would look for players at all positions that had a basketball background because, you know, just think about what basketball players have to do. And so I think you've always, through the course of time, you've seen standout tight ends from the beginning of when we started playing football. And then just in recent times, you've seen guys that have had success that were also basketball players. So it kind of goes hand in hand.
You know? Do you feel as though the organization and Brandon Weeden has found its, you know, quarterback of the future or franchise quarterback?
Well, I see our quarterback improving each week. And I'm much like Josh Gordon. I can't wait to see how far he can take this thing as we move through the back half of our season. Now, I would say this. Quarterbacks are going to eventually be evaluated by wins. And so, you know, I've got this little checklist of things I want to see him do better, and that's also includes getting us wins.
Brandon has never lacked for any confidence, but what you're just talking about, just his maturity, just seems like a guy who's just kind of starting to feel it, if you know what I mean. Do you sense that he's really starting to get a grasp on what his responsibilities are?
I've seen him exert himself more beyond just playing quarterback in the last month. But you can't do that until you kind of know what you're doing, playing your position. And so, again, I've said it a lot, you know, a lot of that runs parallel. And as you're playing better and you're more confident in what you're doing, then you can start exerting yourself more. And, you know, those are the things we talk about.
Mike said the other day he really likes the way that Brandon leads. Mm-hmm. Have you seen that also grow?
Yep. I think that's leadership, being able to exert himself more, be able to encourage the other players, but also be willing to get on them a little bit and do it in a way that makes sense. And when I say makes sense, fits that player's personality. You know, I think we all have certain personalities and we all have things that we do to help inspire people based on our own personality. And if you keep it natural, and like he's doing, I've seen the interaction that he's had with some of the receivers and some of the other, you know, hey, get in the huddle, you know. Hey, I don't want to tell you again, let's do that. You know, within his personality, it fits now that I know Brandon a little better.
Now that you've seen the arm in action, you know, for you guys for 7 games, I mean, just how good is this arm that you're looking at?
Well, we knew he had a good arm, you know, and I think that's about fourth or fifth, though, on the must-have characteristics for a quarterback. You got to be a good decision maker. You got to be accurate. You got to understand timing. You got to be a good leader. And then, you know, the bonus baby and all that is if you've got an outstanding, very strong arm where you can make all the throws, then that's good.
Pat, how did Phil Taylor look yesterday?
He looked good. He had a good practice. He looked big. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not used to seeing him out there. I'm not saying he's fat. I'm just saying, you know, I'm like, wow. You know, it reminds you how big he is. You know, and it was. And so I watched him quite a lot, and he moved around fine.
Can you tell he stepped up with his conditioning, or is
he? I know because I've watched him all every week. So no, I. But there's a component to playing the game and getting in shape by playing the game that you have to do. Same thing with basketball. You know, since we're talking basketball, you know, you can get in great shape, but you know, these are games you have to play. to, you know, to feel the weight of the linemen, being able to separate and chase and the rhythm and the timing of it all. I think, you know, that's what he's getting a feel for right now.